Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, January 11th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the rising cost of living, with some families saying they cannot afford rising prices of basic commodities following the newly introduced 2024 national budget, characterized by high taxes. But first, a U.S.-based nonprofit is working with the government on Rwanda to provide free surgical care to women who are suffering from obstetric fistula, restoring not only their health but also their dignity. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
It's a joyous occasion for these Rwandan women on this rainy day in the capital, Kigali. They are welcoming a U.S. team here to help women suffering from obstetric fistula and other gynecological issues. One of those women is Julianne Nirandinabo, who became incontinent after her bladder was damaged during childbirth.
Fistula caused me depression. I couldn't earn money or perform physical tasks. I even struggled to care for my child, depending on my husband for our needs.
An obstetric fistula is a hole that can form between the mother's birth canal and her bladder or rectum during prolonged or obstructed labor or a badly performed cesarean section. This devastating injury can cause a woman to continuously leak urine, feces, or both. It can cause her great pain and emit a strong odor that often leads to feelings of shame and social isolation. Nirandinabo's fistula was repaired by an all-volunteer surgical team assembled by the U.S. nonprofit International Organization for Women and Development. But not all fistula victims are so lucky. More than 2 million women live with untreated obstetric fistula in Asia and sub-Saharan Africa, according to the World Health Organization.
When you have fistula, trust me, it is one of the worst situations a woman could possibly have. She's treated like she has leprosy. No one wants to be near her. She smells all the time. Her children don't want to be near her. Her husband sometimes can even leave. So we're here to fix that.
The team visits Rwanda 3 times a year and works closely with the government, which has been providing assistance and medical students for training since 2010.
Fistula patients come in a vulnerable state. After their surgeries, they are smiling, grateful, and they are excited to go home.
How are you? Fine.
Improving women's health impacts not only them, but also their families and communities.
We know that women are the basis for a strong family structure. And if a woman is healthy and happy and has her dignity back, we know that family will be successful.
The team's holistic approach contributes to that success.
We don't treat the diseases, we treat the people. So after the treatment, some of them were able they were able to help them to start some small businesses. Some of them, younger ones, were given tuition fees to go back to school.
There's also a strong focus on education and hands-on training.
We want this to be a sustainable project so that when we finally go home, the Rwandans can take care of their own.
I encourage women not to hide their condition and to seek medical help. Fistula is a treatable condition, and there is hope for recovery.
Together with their partners in Rwanda, International Organization for Women and Development has examined more than 4,500 women and children and performed about 1,400 fistula and prolapse surgeries, life-changing treatment that is not only repairing bodies, but restoring dignity. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
And meanwhile, the United States says it is hoping for political reforms in Zimbabwe following visa restrictions imposed December 2023 on individuals who undermine democracy in that country to enable rule of law and economic recovery. The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe official Elaine French said this in an interview with VOA's Rutendo Mawere.
The United States did announce new visa restrictions in December, about 1 month ago, specifically with regards to individuals that we feel were responsible or complicit in undermining democracy and violating human rights in the country. These are individuals that had a specific hand in undermining the elections in August 2023. They might have prevented individuals from standing in the elections. They might have delayed ballots from getting to some of the polling stations, bribed or intimidated voters going out to vote, and restricted some of civil society organizations' operations in the country. So it is very specific, specifically targeted against those individuals who had a direct role in undermining democracy in Zimbabwe. This is not a specific Zimbabwe policy. This is a global policy that the United States has implemented in other countries around the world, in cases where individuals undermine democratic processes. We have recently announced similar visa restrictions against individuals who undermine democracy and elections in Nigeria, in Sierra Leone, and in Liberia. To your other question, though, what has this achieved, or have we seen change? These were only announced 1 month ago. And actually, we don't know. The list of individuals who are on the visa restrictions list is not a public list. So we can't say for sure that every single person on this restriction list is also on the sanctions list. But I think it's going to take time to see if it has the behavioral changes that we're looking for. We hope that in 2024, the government does recognize that it needs to kind of take on certain reforms to ensure open and accountable and democratic governance in the country.
But looking at those that have been sanctioned over the years, has there been behavioral change? Do you not, as an ambassador, any behavioral change?
Well, we think there has been certain changes with certain individuals. But overall, we continue to look at our policies in Zimbabwe and our sanctions policies around the world to fine-tune them and ensure that they are relevant. As you probably are aware, we have been going through a review of our Zimbabwe sanctions now for over 2 years. We had a number of announcements in late 2022, in September and December, where we removed certain individuals from the sanctions list, as well as added additional individuals. So it is it's an ongoing process, and it's fluid. It's not a stagnant policy. It's an ongoing review that the United States government does here in Zimbabwe and elsewhere around the world.
And would you say the sanction issue has achieved?
I think it has had some successes, but I do think that, like all policies, we need to keep reviewing it and making sure it makes sense for the current situation. And so that is why we continue to kind of look at our policy and make sure it makes sense right now in Zimbabwe.
And reached for comment, Richard Mahomva, Director of International Communications in the Ministry of Information, told VOA the United States should treat Zimbabwe as an equal partner in the sovereign state. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing rising prices of basic commodities, with government saying it is adjusting some of the measures recently introduced through the national budget, with basic food items such as bread, milk, cooking oil, and maize meal exempted from value-added tax. To discuss this in depth, we welcome our guest, Mabel Mbala, Ward 28 Organizing Secretary in the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. And we are expecting more guests. Yes, welcome to the show, Ms. Mbala.
Welcome. Thank you so much for the welcome.
Yes, we are discussing the rising prices of basic commodities. What's the situation on the ground?
Thank you so much. The situation is not so friendly. The prices are rising almost every 2 weeks or so. The prices are rising. And on the other hand, people, they don't have the money. The RTGH and the US dollar, people are not earning that amount to meet the rising prices.
Yebo, we are Kuluma. Mabel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ungaqhubeka ke bensithi siyezwa ukuthi intengo yempahla iyakhuphuka mihla ngamalanga. Kwenzakalani khona ngapho? Kuyini elikubonayo? Ungachasisa nje kabanzi ukuthi kwenzakalani?
Yes. All right, ngiyabonga. Intengo ziyakhwela ezamagudi ezokudla ngapha ezimpahla. Kukanti abantu imali yakhona kabanayo yokuthi bathenge ngoba izizathu ezijiniyo abantu bayasebenza kodwa iholo labo kalifiki kulezo ntengo kalifinyelele ukuthi zibenelise ukuthi bathole lezo amagudi bona la abafunayo. Ungathola ukuthi umuntu uyasebenza ahole i-RTGS imali yakhona ingaziyenela ukuthi athenge i-basic goods ukuthi kudliwe nje singabali amanye ama-expenses angabakhona emolini. Waze kube yilaba abahola i-US dollar iyabe incane kakhulu imali yakhona ukuthi ayi-sustain imali.
Yebo-ke manje iningi liziphilisa njani khona ngapho?
Uphileka nzima sibili ngoba imali etholwa ngabantu hand to mouth akuselenye imali ongayigcina migqisithi ngama-savings or ufithi ugcinele ukuthi ama-emergencies angaba khona awe-health or izinto ezinjalo ayisekho. Yona izimo yokudla yangikhona iyabingeneli ususenza ukuthi namhla ungathola kutholakele okungatholakalanga kutholakalanga. Khathesi izikolo zinje zivuliwe ama-textbook ayathengwa umzali lo mzali sekumele athengele umntwana i-textbook. Imali yakhona yikho ayikwani.
Yebo-ke kodwa sizwile uhulumende esithi ezinye impahla usezehlisile intengo yazo. Ungathi liyakubona yini lokho? Katshonge ukuthi yena nguye ozehlisayo ngoba ngezaba amabhizimusi kodwa usefaka umthetho wokuthi zona zingafakwa umthelo we-tax okumutho ukuthi kusamelanga somabhizimusi bekhuphule impahla lezo. Ungathi zikhona izilokhu zisancwebeka yini?
Kulokho kangikho futhi kangako kodwa siyathemba ukuthi kuzafinyelela khonokho ukuthi ubona osomabhizinisi bazwisise intengo zakhona zihambelane nakhonokho okufiswa ngabantu.
Yebo-ke ungasitshela-ke ngolimi lwesiNgisi ukuthi is there any help that the residents get from the government or some non-governmental organizations?
Pertaining
the livelihood. You know, we have people who are unemployed, we have orphans, widows, and the elderly. Do they get any assistance, food assistance, from the government or from non-governmental organizations?
At one point, yes, I recall there was an organization under NGO that was giving people vouchers to subsidize them with foods or basic needs. And as of orphans and other vulnerable children, the Department of Social Development is trying to help, but the number of the people that are vulnerable is quite large.
Yebo-ke, ungaphinda njalo futhi usichasisele ukuthi labo ke abasakhulayo siyasizwe ukuthi kulodubo lokuswelakala ukuthi bangayenzani ukuthi besimsebenzi lani kugcine sebesenza ukwephula umthetho lokuthatha izidakamizwa bona ke kuhamba njani kathesi.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Abatsha baphakathi kwezinga elinzima okwempilo yabo ngoba ifuture yabo ayikhanyi ukuthi izaba ifuture ekhanyayo ngoba sikhuluma nje abatsha sebewele ekusebenziseni ama-drugs and substances angekho right emzimbeni yabo okokuthi uzabona umuntu into ne-short space of time impilo yakhe yonke it reduced to nothing ngokusebenzisa ama-drugs wona lawo. Kuyazanya imizamo yerembe uyathini ama-organizations uyathini people that are willing to help these people ukuthi babancedise kube lama-awarenesses ukuthi babatshele ukuthi these things that they are treating ziyabulala impilo zabo but inumber yama-youth asengene kikho is too much and sicabangela ukuthi okwenza kwenze njalo yukuthi abantwana kabalanto yokwenza kabalamsebenzi kabalanto nje uku-entertainer they end up entertaining themselves ngezinto ezi-wrong ne-peer pressure ababenayo.
Yabo ke wena ungumqoqi wenhlelo ku-ward 28 khona ngapho koBulawayo ungasela ukuthi okuyikho okukhathaza abantu kuyini?
Abantu bakhathazwa khathesi ngamanzi, umumo wamanzi akumanga kuhle kakulamanzi. Amanzi siyathola amanzi after every 7 to 10 days kamkhonapho on average 7 days which is kuyas affecta kakhulu ukuhlala ungalamanzi it's not unique. Lezibhorane zikhona ezimbalo ezisebenza ezingekazisebenzi. Umuntu uyakwanisa ukuspenda half the morning esiyadinga amanzi am 4-5 hours umuntu esiyalayinela amanzi ngoba everyone is looking for water and khona khona akukho right to health yethu uyabe selangeni directly ukushisa enilele amanzi ezafika lawo khaya engizili njengoba sithatha amaphili sishiyana amanzi afuna imali etshwane so one or the other we are crippler ukuphila kwabantu day to day life yabantu.
Ye kodwa sezwa ukuthi kuward yena leyo kuyeka ward 23 kwaba lezinye inhlelo zokuyithuthukisa leyo ward laphana umnumzana Mthuli Ncube khankasela ukuthi amele leso leyo ndawo kuward 28 eCountry Park edale lePhalamende. Ungathi inhlelo zamanzi akungcono yini njengoba zingabe zikhona?
Kwaba lobubuyelo sibili there's a great change. Ngeke ngatsho ukuqaliseni ukuthi ilokishi likhulile this is the biggest location in Bulawayo and probably the second biggest in Zimbabwe. Abantu inumber yabantu population is too much versus amabhoni akhona agejiwe sibili amanye asebenza amanye hayi adinga kaphilisisi. Ayasinceda I'll say ayasinceda but we still need some more.
Yes, as the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, what do you usually do to assist our residents? Do you meet and talk? And those who cannot afford, say, school fees, hospital fees, do they still have the counselors pitching in to say, no, these ones cannot afford, so that those institutions can waiver their fees?
Yes, on that note, I am sorry, I'm not in a position to answer that on behalf of the office.
Okay. Yes, you can just stand by. We understand we are also joined by our second guest, Juliet Samson. She's in the Women's Council of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Welcome to the show, Ms. Samson.
Welcome.
Yes, we are discussing the economy and we realize what is going on with the businesses as we speak.
Okay, I'm facing it with challenges. May you repeat the question?
Yes, how are the businesses managing under the current economic conditions and the price hikes?
Okay, the situation is very tough. It's very tough. One, the main challenge is the taxes imposed by the government to informal sector. We don't know what is after payment of tax, what do we benefit if we pay those taxes that are being imposed by the government? What do we benefit? They are imposing us to pay taxes, registering companies, because it's tiresome. There's a lot of money being needed. Why is there no business in the informal sector?
Yes, and recently businesses, including wholesalers, retailers, and informal traders, met to ask the government to reverse some of the introduced tax measures, which include the Zimra tax certificate requirements. Is this already in effect? Is it impacting on your work, or is not yet an issue?
It's an effect, yes. We impose for the government to reverse the tax. They need first to teach us, to give us a knowledge about the taxes that they are imposing us. Not to just come and impose us tax, you have to do this and that. It's unfair. We want it to reverse that tax.
Yes, and are you confident on that note? Do you think your arguments are very are convincing, such that the government can reverse?
Okay, if we speak in numbers, I know if we come together as informal people in numbers, we make noise, definitely the government will reverse it. But if we keep quiet, I tell you, they'll kill us with those taxes. They'll end up coming with other taxes. They know that money is in informal sector, so they want to take that money to us. But it benefits nothing from those taxes.
Yes, speaking of taxes, the government has said basic food items such as bread, milk, cooking oil, and maize meal are exempted from value-added tax. Do you think this will make an impact, or you still have to purchase the goods which you sell at a higher price?
This has an impact to us. Usually, you see, if you register, you're already paying tax, you have the tax clearance. But if you don't, you'll not be paying the tax. And that is having an impact to us.
Yes, and what is the impact of all this economic crisis, especially on women, children, and girls?
It will be the survival of the fittest. Those who can afford Forex will survive. Those who cannot afford Forex, those who their salary is in RTGS, they encourage us to have RTGS accounts. So those with access in Forex will survive. They manage to do their thing. But those with our same parents will face challenges.
Yes, speaking of the Forex, we saw that the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe says the bread basket needed monthly by a family of six has gone down when using US dollars, but up when using RTGS. What does this mean to the ordinary person? Do many people access the US or dollar, or it means people are in dire straits?
The consumer bread basket has been falling. If you have a Forex, especially US dollar, but how many are affording those US dollars? Our customers are civil servants. They are large portion of salary is in RTGS. So I can't see the difference if most of our customers are civil servants who are. Their salaries are in RTGS.
And we see that most people are unemployed and relying on informal trading. Do you still find that more members in your associations and in the streets are more of women than men? And how does this affect the way they raise their family and cater for their daily needs?
Yes, I understand much of the percentage of this of employment is in the informal sector. Generally, women are more than men, so our association will have more women, who will be joining the association. This is because of the services which we offer to the informal sector. We do health, pension schemes, medical aid. Last time there is an event of giving. The people were not ready. They didn't have any insurance. But all their properties, all their wealth were destroyed by fire. By that, as the association, we manage to voice up, to advertise our association, what are the services we offer to those. So more of people who are affected from the free market joined the association. They learned a lesson from the event that has been happening last time.
Okay, thank you so much. And we go back to you, Ms. Impala. You see, what can you say about what Ms. Sampson has just said concerning the vending and the problems which they have, seeing that most residents, even in your wards, even the people you lead, some of them are vendors? Are you still there, Mabel Mpala?
Yes, I'm still on.
Yebo ke, ungakhuluma ukuthi uthini ngamazwi ka Nkosazana Samsa.
Yebo, ngiyabonga. Sinokwethemba ukuthi kuza sitshintshela kuhambe kuhle abantu bekwanisa ukuthenga ngentengo eyenelisekayo. Kulunge kuhle maybe with time abakhokheli bethu bazahlala phansi kulandeleleke. We just hope for that in praise for that.
Ye, ungasinika elakho elokugcina. Ungakhuthaza uthini izakhamizi?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Ye, okokugcina ungakhuthaza uthini izakhamizi? Ungasinika elakho elokugcina ilizwi ngamafitshane sesigqiba uhlelo lwethu.
All right. Kuzakhamizi ngithanda ukuthi sicela ukuthi sibambane. Nxa kukhona okuyabe kuqala kufuna ukuthi sibambisane, sisebenzisane, sisekelane, kuyabe kumqoka kakhulu, kuzasenza sifike kudestiny yethu ngokuphangisa njalo lula. Singahlisheli ukhathana. Let us alarm each other of what is going on emawadini la.
Yabo ke, siyabonga. Your last word, Ms. Sampson, what can you say about the economy and the way forward? Back to you, Ms. Sampson. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, can you give us your last word? We've come to the end of our show. What is the future like for the informal sector? And what do you hope to achieve? In brief.
Okay. My last is to people in the informal sector. I encourage them to register to formalize their companies. Yes, there are disadvantages. There are disadvantages and advantages in the business. For you to survive in Zimbabwe, you have to follow what the government has said.
Thank you so much. We have come to the end of our show, and we would like to say thank you to our guest, Juliet Sampson of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, and Mabel Mpala of the Bulawayo Progressive Resident Association. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Let's meet again tomorrow, same time.